Blackstone Audio presents Catch Me If You Can, The True Story of a Real Fake by Frank W. Abagnale with Stan Redding. This book is read by Barrett Whitener.
Chapter 1. The Fledgling. A man's alter ego is nothing more than his favorite image of himself. The mirror in my room in the Windsor Hotel in Paris reflected my favorite image of me, a darkly handsome young airline pilot, smooth-skinned, bull-shouldered, and immaculately groomed. Modesty is not one of my virtues. At the time, virtue was not one of my virtues. Satisfied with my appearance, I picked up my bag, left the room, and 2 minutes later was standing in front of the cashier's cage.
"Good morning, Captain," said the cashier in warm tones.
The markings on my uniform identified me as a first officer, a co-pilot, but the French are like that. They tend to overestimate everything save their women, wine, and art. I signed the hotel bill she slid across the counter, started to turn away, then wheeled back, taking a payroll check from the inside pocket of my jacket. "Oh, can you cash this for me? Your Paris nightlife nearly wiped me out, and it'll be another week before I'm home." I smiled ruefully. She picked up the Pan American World Airways check and looked at the amount.
"I'm sure we can, Captain, but I must get the manager to approve a check this large," she said.
She stepped into an office behind her and was back in a moment, displaying a pleased smile. She handed me the check to endorse.
"I assume you want American dollars?" she asked.